Violent, deadly weekend in the Bronx. New York was on fire. I thought that it was going to be Chicago. Now, I haven't heard much about Chicago, but I heard that New York was on fire this weekend, and the Bronx was where it was really, really popping off. Take a look.
Coming in and out of that deli behind me. Now, going back to that fatal victim of another shooting, he's been identified as Frankelis Tavares. His mom telling us that the worst feeling is knowing that her son is not going to walk through the door of their home ever again. Nancy Tavares is not celebrating Easter this Sunday. Instead, she's trying to wake up from what she calls a nightmare. It was around midnight when her world turned upside down. She never heard back from her son, who stepped out of the house on Saturday evening and was supposed to come right back because he was scheduled to work the following morning. Police arrived at her home in the Bronx to let her know that 25-year-old Frankelis Tavares had been killed. Although she speaks no English, the pain of this mother is palpable. Authorities say Tavares was shot in the chest around 8:50 last night on East 187th and Thibaud Avenue. And a 23-year-old man received a gunshot wound to the stomach and buttocks. He's in stable condition.
Sit, wait.
Frankelis' brother is inconsolable, telling us he wishes he would have played video games with him when he asked him last week.
The Wild Wild West.
The shooting happened steps away from the Bronx Baptist Church and just four blocks from where a two-year-old boy was hit in the hip by a stray bullet while walking with his mother near East Fordham Road and Grand Concourse.
All these shooting up, all the kids them hang out in the corner over there. It's crazy.
This morning at around 4:40, an argument turned violent at this deli on East Tremont Avenue. According to the NYPD, a 30-year-old man was taken to St. Barnabas Hospital after getting shot in the upper right thigh. He's in critical but stable condition.
This is just getting more crazy out here.
No arrests have been made for these crimes, including Frankelis' murder.
Yo quisiera saber.
Another death due to gun violence. Leaving a mother not only with her heart ripped apart, but also wondering why and who killed her son.
Most, and it's not even summer yet, so to see this stuff popping off and how things are already starting off is crazy. But I will tell you that most shootings that are random, meaning that it's not a hit or it's not somebody that you know, most situations like that, it start off with a simple argument or start off with a confrontation. And obviously we know that there's a situations where people get robbed and stuff like that. But most situations, it start off with an argument or a confrontation and somebody get emotional and it go left. It already go left. I'm telling you, I know that it's a lot of tough guys out here and it's a lot of tough guys that's buried and they dead. It's a whole lot of tough guys out here that want to show you how real they are. And I know that we celebrate thug life and we always talking about getting your stripes and what it will be like if you went to jail and all of this other stuff. But I'm telling you, bro, ain't no celebrations after it's over. After it's over, there are no celebrations. You don't get no flowers. Don't nobody care about you. I guarantee you that all of these people that wind up finding themselves in this circumstance or this situation wish they can go back and wish they would have. And I'm not saying that that's what happened in this situation, but I am saying that in a lot of our circumstances or a lot of the things that we celebrate the most within the culture, it is trash. And when your mama is crying, ain't nobody going to say, hey, man, but he kept it real. Don't nobody care about that. They want to see you. They want to see you alive. Your people want to see you alive. Your people want to see you, you know. They want to see you tomorrow. And a lot of times we keep it so real that we keep it real dead. Real talk. In other news, and quick hits, unfortunately, in other news, the man that was out here punching chicks in New York City, New York is a wild place. New York is a wild. They keep telling me how, oh man, crime is down and all of this stuff. I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. New York is a wild place. It is the wild, wild west. And when dudes is out here randomly punching chicks, just off the reel, that's a problem.
Just got punched in the face walking home.
Tonight, the man accused of that harrowing attack charged with misdemeanor assault after allegedly punching 27-year-old Michaela Tonato in the face this week. That arrest comes a day after 40-year-old Skaboki Stora was charged for this reported assault on 23-year-old Hallie McGookin.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
Stora, a fringe political candidate who once ran for mayor, has an extensive criminal record, police say. And earlier this week, a third man was charged, accused of punching a 57-year-old woman in the face. The arrests come as dozens of women have taken to social media, sharing stories of allegedly being randomly sucker punched across New York City.
I was punched in the head in New York City.
He goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head.
He spit all over me and then punched me in the side of the face.
The trend placing many women on high alert.
Makes me feel like a little bit paranoid.
It's definitely been scary.
Overall crime in the city is down, but data shows misdemeanor assault is up more than 10% compared to this time last year. Two of the men arrested have not yet pled to the charges, and at least one has been released.
I feel pretty safe, but again, that's not an excuse to kind of let my guard down.
Priscilla Thompson, NBC News.
Hey. I did a little research on this guy. You know what he is? You know what one of these guys is? They one of them Hotep, pro-black type dudes. Yeah. You know the ones that say that they for the community and they out here, I guess they're victim in this instance because every single woman looks like they're not a black woman. I think that they think that just because they assault somebody that don't look like them, that allows for them to still be pro-black. You know, last week I had an interaction with a guy that called up into my show and they was talking about how, you know, all of the negative stuff and they was spewing the racism and stuff. I don't stand for that. I'm never going to stand for it. And if you are the type of person that thinks that you pro-black based off of a talking point and you're not pro-people, pro-life, pro-righteousness, pro-God, pro-Christ, that's how I align myself with people. I align myself with people based off of good character. I'm not going to say free to guys just because he just so happened to have a similar skin color based off of the standards that y'all set from a person that you don't even know. You don't even know who said that you black based off of 10% blood in you. And half of y'all don't even know who y'all father is. It's crazy out here in these streets. But they gave me some new ammunition and some new motivation to continue to go crazy out here in these streets. And then certainly last but not least, Nasty Man. You know, occasionally we got to bring a Nasty Man. And I don't know what it is about Florida, but it's like something in the air. It's the water or something that brings out the nastiness. Shout out to Fantasy Island Girl. That brings out the nastiness in people. Check this out, y'all. I gotta preface this by saying that this is a wild, wild story. All right.
A janitor in jail after police say he used cash to lure a student. Simmons' Michael Hudak is live in Northwest Miami-Dade with the details on this. Michael.
And the victim's family telling 7 News that this specific former employee had been making sexual advances towards their 12-year-old son since last year.
This is the face of an accused pedophile and human trafficker, 33-year-old Jermaine Garrett Hudson, a former janitor at Shays Learning Centers in Elementary.
Before I get to the story, did y'all see what he being charged with? Before I get to this story, I want y'all to hear what he got charged with. I'm going to rewind it real quick for you.
The face of an accused pedophile and human trafficker.
Practically any crime that you getting accused of that got to do with anything with regard to sexual. Before we get to Nasty Man right here, any crime that you basically getting accused of today, listen, it could be a crime with regard to a woman that decided to sell her body and she wanted to bring you along as security. It could be what regard to what Diddy talking about? You, anything they throwing at human trafficking on you, bro. It is a very broad term. And I think that they should throw it on him. But it's a very broad term. They not messing around, bro. They not messing around. They throwing football numbers at people that get convicted of that. And if they don't convict you of that, what they do is they threaten you with it in order to force you to take a lesser sentence. They not messing around. Anything sexual. Look, I keep telling y'all. I've been warning y'all. I've been trying to give you the game, and I've been preaching this for years now. Dick discipline. Make sure you take care of your business. Look for consent. Don't just take her word for it. Force her to sign a consent agreement, non-disclosure agreement, confidentiality agreement. All three of them has to be looked over by a lawyer. Make sure you record it so that she's not saying that she signed it under duress. Well, why is this so important in time? Why can't people just, if they want to get to it, they want to get to it? Because it protects you. It protects you. It only takes one person saying something that you did not do or accuse you of something that you did not do, and you saying, oh, man, she was cool with it. That ain't what the court said. And you ain't got Diddy money to fight off any accusation, whether it's true or not true, an allegation. And you automatically going to be convicted in a court of public opinion. Somebody said, well, man, the NDA, that ain't going to hit if they still. That's why you got the consent agreement, and that's why you over there having her sign it on camera, because it shows that she didn't sign it under duress and that she agreed that she wanted to get whatever happened. She was down for it. Listen, bro. I'm trying to tell y'all that it's not enough. I did a review video yesterday of a woman that was basically going out there and telling all of the business of the different men that she rock with, and she had videos, Snapchats, and all of this stuff, and she putting it out there on TikTok, and she getting famous, and she monetizing it based off of that. Y'all got to be careful. Y'all got to be careful nowadays. I know you thinking, oh, Uncle Anton, he don't get it. You know what I'm saying? He been married for too long. Listen, it's a reason why I don't have no problems, no smut on my name, no issues, no trouble. I bring people in and out all the time. I work with people. I never had a problem a day in my life. And it's a reason for that. It's because I've been very, very intentional. And I understand that you getting it off, you getting your, you getting that off 10 years ago. Eric Adams is over there in New York fighting charges from 30 years ago. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. Bro, you could be the president of the United States or a major corporation 25 years from now, and some chick in your past is going to come back and say, oh, no, they're going to see you get in the bag. They're going to see you got that visibility. And they're going to be like, oh, ship me $2 million in order for me to shut up. Now back to Nasty Man right here.
33-year-old Jermaine Garrett Hudson, a former janitor at Shays Learning Centers and Elementary, a private school in Miami-Dade's Brownsville neighborhood, who is accused of paying a 12-year-old boy for oral sex. The victim's mother says
she was told by her child that since last year there was a janitor that was exposing himself, exposing his genital areas, to him at least on two different occasions.
The victim then told investigators Garrett Hudson approached him in December of 2023 and offered him $5 in exchange for oral sex. The 12-year-old performed that act on him, and then the two went their separate ways.
That is the look at this nasty man. Y'all are walking past these people every day. Every single day, y'all walking past these people. They the janitors. They corporate executives. They are bus drivers, police officers, husbands, wives. Protect yourself. Protect your children. Pay attention to what they dealing with. Talk to them, build a relationship with them, force them to talk to you, build that rapport with them, make them feel comfortable, set an example of what it's supposed to be so that they're not out here being finessed with $5. $5. That 12-year-old wanted $5. You can't impress my daughter. You can't impress my daughter because my daughter drive a $100,000 car. Now, I know that that's a little bit excessive, but you can't whisk her away with no money. Can't no dude walk up to my daughter and say, hey, listen, I got a bag. You know why? Because daddy already got a bag. And so if you wind up talking to my daughter, it's going to be because she like you and she going to go through the proper precautions and say, father, listen, this guy contacted me. Is it okay for us to play Monopoly together? It's so many different, I'm telling you, listen, we just having children out of wedlock. We just randomly doing stuff. But I'm telling you that it extends beyond just the things that you see on the surface. There are so many different things that you got to be aware of. They not in your care. It's a janitor that's sweeping up a school of your 11 and 12 year old son and daughter. That's trying to that's working on them every day. Working on them every day. I buy you some candy. Monster.
12-year-old performed that act on him, and then the two went their separate ways.
I went to go pick my kids up from school. When my daughter got in the car, she told me that she heard rumors about my son performing, a sexual act with school janitor.
The incident was then reported by the victim's mother in late February. 3 weeks.
Where the father at, y'all? Ain't no fathers in these homes. The daughter isn't, they in daycare, right? They in daycare because the mama working. The daughter heard a rumor. The daughter got to tell on the son. The son probably going to be scarred for life. And then they're going to be sitting there talking about, oh, I was born this way. No, it was a janitor that was offering you $5 that impressed upon you that this was normal. And then you wind up doing some wild stuff that then changed the trajectory of your entire life. Everything is a butterfly effect. Everything is protection, provision. If I even spot something wrong, if they spot something wrong, the license plate on the car better not be moved too far over. I'll be in the car with a black light paying attention to every single thing that happened. What y'all got going on in there? I see you. I'm going to just tell you, bro. See, the fact that this man is able to walk away so freely. Listen, I'm going to tell you what the difference is between having a father, two parent in a household, and a single mother. She went and reported it to authorities. I'm not sure that this man could be walking around with glasses on and comfortable after he assaulted my son. That's the difference. That's the difference. I'm not sure. See, listen, when you got a strong father in a household, I'm not sure that this guy could be sitting here walking around comfortable before the police got there, before there's, see, the police gonna have to be called because you calling them on me. Because I believe in that movie, The Law-Abiding Citizen. I don't know if y'all ever seen it. I think it was with Gerard Butler. I believe in the movie Law-Abiding Citizen. Before the police even get called, we not even going to handle trial already been solved. Trial is solved for. It's some things that you got to be willing to die for. It's some things, in my personal opinion, and I'm not telling anybody what to do, and I'm not saying that I would do anything. Like, read between the lines. It's some things that you got to be willing to die for. That's one of them. That is one of them.
Later, an arrest was made. Now, that mother, not wanting to show her face on camera, is speaking out.
Mentally, he's just not the same. I could tell he tried to keep himself occupied so he don't think about it. And he told me that it did affect him a lot.
When we went to Hudson's house on Friday.
Hi. I'm sorry to bother you.
His family did not want to talk.
I'm going to grant the state's motion for pretrial detention.
Garrett Hudson, now charged with human trafficking and lewd battery.
Count one, human trafficking is no bond. And count two is a second degree felony. That bond is $7,500.
When I seen this story, I debated with myself whether to share it, but I think that there's so many different lessons that we get off of it. And it's important for us to understand that every decision that we make is going to affect somebody else, even the safety. And when we say provision and protection, that's what having a strong father is. Provision and protection is not just for when somebody breaks into your house. Provision and protection is also proactive in order to teach the people that surround you how to operate and how not to put themselves in certain positions. Provision and protection is affording your family the ability to not even put yourself in certain spaces. And I know that certain things could happen, but you do your best. You do your best. I don't go to sleep at night until I know for a fact. And I'm always up, and subconsciously, I'm always thinking about, hey, what's going on over here? What's going on over there? Hey, did you get to school on time? I'm texting my daughter, calling her. Hey, is everything good? Watching her on her Apple Watch, making sure everything is cool. Hey, you got your Apple Watch on, right? I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, bro. It can get real Shabba Ranks up in here.